and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Cootie County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But I'm truly, truly devastating for the community.
North Carolina is a contested battleground state, but Republican Senator Tom Tillis announced he will not be seeking re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
Two-term North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis calls it quits. The GOP lawmaker announced, "It's not a hard choice, and I will not be seeking re-election." Tillis was one of two Republicans who voted against a procedural motion to move forward with President Trump's tax and spending cut bill late Saturday. Tillis cited his opposition to provisions that would cut Medicaid. Before Tillis's announcement, the president warned of a potential primary challenge against him.
The U.S.-China trade war could impact the availability of fireworks for this July 4th holiday. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call reports.
More than 90% of fireworks come from China. Executive Director of the American Pyrotechnics Association, Julie Heckman.
Well, the timing of the tariffs couldn't have hit at a worse time. The majority of U.S. importers told China, do not ship our product. We can't afford to pay.
Then last month, tariffs were pulled back to 30%.
It's creating a supply chain problem.
The largest pride celebration in the country was held in New York City Sunday with millions in attendance.
The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's Pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to fight for their rights. Meet Sam.
I do feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now. We are showing that we will not disappear.
Amanda Alexander for CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor McGill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, and State Senator Kelder Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. You made it through another week of this thing called life. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we broadcast from downtown, beautiful downtown Green Bay on what looks to be an absolutely perfect summer night so far. And because I said that, the clouds should roll in any minute. It's great to have you with us. We are celebrating, a lot of stuff tonight. We might have a little NBA draft talk. Sports fans, chime in if you will. We're going to talk about Conrad's tattoo he's going to get. Have you told, you haven't told us what it's going to be yet, right? We dabbled in this the other night. Okay. So maybe I do have
a picture that I can put on the stream.
All right.
Because it's a sketch that my brother made.
You're going to get a tattoo of something your brother doodled.
It's not really. My brother's a good. He's good at drawing. So.
Okay.
So it looks good.
All right. Conrad might give us a brief synopsis of How to Train Your Dragon. And we got a great question tonight and two fun guests. As usual, it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, which can mean only one thing. Our pal Terry Barr is here with new music and sparkling conversation. She is always so much fun to talk to, and she is pretty much batting 1,000 in the music she's brought us over the last year or so. Different genres, different artists, bands, solo artists. It's all been great stuff. So anxious to see what Terry has come up with tonight and just to kind of talk to her. I felt like last week was really fast with Terry because she had just gotten back from vacation and I didn't want to overwhelm her. She had just won a couple more awards, you know, that whole thing. That's getting old.
You know, at that time I was in my bed.
Last week?
Last week during that time, I was in my bed trying to fall asleep.
Did you not produce last Friday? Oh, Amanda was here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The last few... That Madison trip took it out of me because you're right. You weren't even here. She did two nights.
I was in here Thursday, Friday, and then this week, Monday, Tuesday. So during that time, you know, because I was waking up at 4, I was falling asleep pretty early.
Good for you. It was fun. It was fun to talk to Terry and get back in the flow with her. And she'll be here at 7:35 tonight. And we are going to talk to Mary Hauser. She's the executive director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce. I always feel like Plymouth is kind of like a forgotten about city because it's right by Elkhart Lake. It's by Kohler. It's by Sheboygan. Like you've got all this, like Kohler's this world renowned town because of toilets. And Elkhart Lake is a beautiful summer destination. But Plymouth is a really cool town. I've been through there and it's beautiful. And we'll talk to Mary Hauser at 6:35 about the Cheese Capital Festival that's taking place this weekend in Plymouth. Wisconsin has, we have tons of festivals in the summertime. We're going to try to get more, more. You break my train of thought. I'm trying to make this like poignant point about Plymouth. And you're like, Pete, your satchel is on the chair. I'll move it. It's a DEFCON 5. Mary will be here at 6:35 and we'll talk to her about the Cheese Capital Festival. And it sounds, I was looking at the pamphlet. This thing sounds amazing. Have you ever been to a cheese festival?
You know, well, I mean, you kind of go to one if you go to the Wisconsin State Fair because there's so many cheese curds there, but I don't think I've actually been to a festival that has just cheese.
I'll tell you what, the Wisconsin State Fair is a really fun, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, but I do try to avoid county fairs because they seem, what's the first thing you think of when you think of a county fair? Go.
I think of deep fried food.
I think of flies.
Okay.
Everywhere.
I guess.
That's not to say, that's just, I must have had a bad experience, but I would, I would go to a county fair. I was at the Brown County Fair 2 summers ago and it was awesome.
Growing up, I would always go to the Washington County Fair and I'd go like, you know, 4 out of the 6 days it was there because it's just fun to hang out with friends there.
Did you go on the Tilt-A-Whirl
yeah.
or the Ferris wheel? See, those make me nervous because
I would always go on the Tilt-A-Whirl or not the tilt, the zipper.
What's the zipper?
It's like
the thing
you're
like
caged
upside.
In and then it like flips.
That's insane.
And goes around.
See the people that put those together?
I don't.
It's a little harrowing.
You know, I love roller coasters, so that's, I like thrills.
I used to like thrills. We talked about this the other day with your tattoo. I used to not mind watching someone stick a needle in me, and I felt like I had to kind of be a man and watch him do it to get through it. And now I'm like, no thanks. And those roller coasters that get stuck upside down, like at Great America or at Six Flags, nope.
You know,
not risking that.
The first roller coaster I ever went on got stuck.
Not upside down.
Not upside down, but like literally, it shot like out of the whatever.
Yeah.
And like instantly got stuck. So
as you were ascending?
Yeah. So we were we were tilted up and then we had to walk down.
Oh, that's
as
awful.
We waited. Yeah. As we waited
Where
for
was
so
that?
Long. That was at Universal in Florida.
Oh, man. It's horrible.
My dad's a roller coaster guy too. So he was like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You know, my first roller coaster ever gets stuck.
Get back out there, boy.
But I tried another one and I was like, that was so much fun.
They are fun. The wooden ones I don't like. They're bumpy.
You know,
you get a headache, but man, those ones that move fast and are like smooth, lots of fun.
Have you been to Six Flags in Gurnee?
Not for quite a while, but sure, many times.
Well, American Eagle.
Yeah.
That's a wooden one
though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one. I like roller coasters and all. That one still scares me. I'm like, this thing could fall apart.
Because it doesn't even have any loops. It's just like, it's just fast.
Yeah.
And it's
really
wooden.
Fast.
And I feel like you get like a series of concussions
yes,
when you're riding that.
Yes.
It's just out of control. I do remember the demon there.
Yes, I love
that
one. That
was fun.
Oh,
that was one you kind of corkscrew. Yeah. Oh, man, that was a blast. Let's think. We got to come back to roller coasters on a different night when we can do a question.
We'll have
to think of a question of the night for roller coasters. But speaking of which, why don't we get to our question of the night right now?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, Brad Pitt is in the news, folks. Formula One opens this weekend. Technically, it's called F1 the Movie. Kind of a weird title. They should have just called it Formula One. Maybe it was trademark issues or something.
I don't know. It's fine.
It's okay. but we, our question of the night is, what is your favorite Brad Pitt movie? That's a good one. It's supposed to be a huge opening. Summer blockbuster season. We are in the throes of it. And I was not expecting this, but F1 the Movie. I saw a couple reviews online of jaded friends of mine who did not like it. But it's reviewing really well, like incredibly well. So our question is twofold. Is Brad Pitt a good actor? What's your favorite Brad Pitt film? I sent you that other clip too, where he was talking about when he almost got fired as an extra. Did I send that or dream that I sent it?
No, you sent. Wait. Yeah, I have it. I believe
you
I
do. Okay, good.
I believe I have
I kinda
it.
Forgot
I
about
just
that.
Gotta look.
Okay. You don't need it right now, but let's try to find it because it's him. It's he and Leonardo DiCaprio talking about movies, and Brad Pitt gave himself a line.
Wait, that was in your beats. It wasn't a clip.
It was in my beats,
yes.
But I thought I sent the clip too.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did. Let's check it out. But that's tonight's question, folks. Is Brad Pitt a good actor? It's twofold. And what is your favorite Brad Pitt film? And my answer to this is going to be kind of strange. And I realize I'm talking tonight about my wife's boyfriend, and that's difficult. But I'm doing it. I'm taking one for the team. This is an entertainment show. Brad Pitt has been in tons of movies. He's a likable guy and a pretty likable actor. I wouldn't call him a great actor, but he's good. My favorite Brad Pitt films are True Romance, in which he had a very small part, but it's very funny. And some of his best acting, if I can say that. And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Loved him as Cliff Booth, the stuntman and sidekick to Leonardo DiCaprio's main role, lead role. So that those are my two favorite Brad Pitt films, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and True Romance. Liked him in some other stuff. Of course, he was good in Thelma and Louise, but he was just kind of eye candy. He's got the Ocean's 11 films. He's been in a lot of stuff. So what do you think of his acting? You think he's a good actor? And if so, or if not, tell us what your favorite Brad Pitt film is. You got one, Con?
You know, I do think he's a good actor, and I think you're going to know where I'm going to go with my favorite film of his.
Fight Club.
Close.
It's really?
Moneyball.
Moneyball's great.
Love that film.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. He was really good in it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have to say, he was good in Interview with a Vampire, too, with Tom Cruise. I didn't love the movie, but there was like it was kind of hypnotic. Guy's got tons of stuff in production right now. I'm just looking at his IMDb page. I am curious to see how F1 does. F1, the movie.
He was in this past season of Dave. You know the show about Lil Dicky?
I don't know the show.
Okay. It's called Dave, and it's about Lil Dicky. He's a rapper.
Okay.
And it's about him going from, like, trying to become a rapper.
Oh.
And it's like, it's kind of based on his real life, but not. It's more comedy.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Brad Pitt was in the last season as himself.
Interesting.
And in the episode, they get caught up with a stalker who wants to get money from Lil Dicky and well, just kind of be their friend, I guess.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt is hilarious in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just watch the episode. It's so good.
I'll tell you, the worst film I saw him in was a film called Killing Them Softly from 2012. It's such a bad movie. He wasn't bad in it, but it was a bad movie. It was like they like hired him just to put his name on the video cover or whatever, and then they didn't really. It was just a really bad movie. World War Z, he was in. Good zombie film. I enjoyed that. Inglourious Bastards, of course, the Quentin Tarantino movie. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, I have not seen.
That movie. Is
it bad?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's nothing
weird.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the curious case is, right?
Yeah, he has a disease.
He ages backwards.
That's right. He was in Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. What is the one where he played death, though? Oh, Meet Joe Black. Oh, Saturday Night Live had so much fun with that.
Have you seen Burn After Reading?
Yes, years ago.
So I was looking up Brad Pitt, trying to find some funny clips. That was the only thing that came up.
Okay.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? He was also in Snatch. Great movie. Guy Ritchie movie. Fight Club, of course. And then a lot of people might say Seven. That was a good movie. Very dark. Legends of the Fall. You've got all your Brad Pitt movies, folks. So that's our question. Is Brad Pitt a good actor? And what is your favorite Brad Pitt movie? I am going to take a Brad Pitt quiz at 7:05 because it's Friday. We've got that kind of time, folks. It's great to have you with me tonight. We got a lot of fun. It's a bar band Friday night. We're talking cheese capital festivals, namely the one in Plymouth, Wisconsin, which is happening as we speak. And our question tonight is, of course, is Brad Pitt a good actor? And what is your favorite Brad Pitt movie? Lots of fun stuff here tonight. Great to have you with me. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I am going to forget, and I'm going to break into song because I like the song so much, and then I'm going to forget I'm on the radio, and I'm going to go, oh, God.
This song is really good.
It's a fantastic song. Hey, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. We are talking about things that bring us together, like we so often do here at Nightlight on a nightly basis from 6 to 8 every weekday. We've got a great question tonight. Is Brad Pitt a good actor, and what is your favorite Brad Pitt film? F1, the movie, opens this weekend. It is reviewing through the roof, which surprised me. I feel like the racing thing has been done before. Tom Cruise did it with Days of Thunder back in the 80s. Again, kind of just an okay movie in my opinion, but I've mellowed. I'm less jaded.
You know what was a really, what I enjoyed that came out, I think in 2023 was Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And it's about the guy who plays video games and then they actually race.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It's really good. It's with the, I can't think of his name, but the guy from Stranger Things.
Was that a Brad Pitt movie?
No.
Okay.
the movies, you know.
It was a movie he didn't stink in. No, I'm just kidding.
I think, I actually think I might go see it. I'm kind of excited to see it, actually.
Very nice. All right, so that's our question. That is Brad Pitt a good actor, and what is your favorite Brad Pitt film? Have fun with this one, folks. Checking in on the stream here. Or, I'm sorry, let's go to the text line first. Sage Weil, our fearless leader here at Civic Media, texting from Madison, says, 12 Monkeys. Yes. Bruce Willis, I want to say Mila Jovovich and Brad Pitt. Great movie. Forgot about that one. Thank you, Sage. And Sage says, yes, Brad Pitt is a good actor. I don't know why I asked that. It's not like I think he's bad. I really don't. I think he's done a lot of roles where he's just kind of smiling and you're sort of indifferent that he's in the film, but then he does do really good work too. So I'm not trying to acting shame him because there are times he's been fantastic. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Yes, Brad is a good actor. My favorite Brad Pitt movie is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Totally with you, Anna. Love that movie. She says, I also liked him in the Ocean 11 movies. My take on the Ocean 11 movies is I feel like they're sort of like Brad Pitt. They're kind of eye candy. And not to say Brad Pitt is not talented. I don't mean that. I mean, but the Ocean's 11 films are like, I always say you can't make a bad script a good film, but you can fool people for some of the time. Steven Soderbergh is an outstanding, superior director, and he makes those films fun. Frankly, I don't think there's a lot of substance to them. And it looks like a bunch of friends got together to make a movie. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Don Cheadle. So they're not my favorite films, but very popular. A lot of people like them. And I have seen them. And I don't dislike them. I'm off on a serious tangent here, Conrad. You're supposed to reel me back when I get back.
It's all right.
And my backpack is still showing. Thank you, Anna, for the text. That was great. And I'm with you. I love Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Quentin Tarantino loves to do that. He loves to change history in his movies. He did the same thing in Inglourious Basterds, also a Brad Pitt film. Not a Brad Pitt film, but he was in it and he was very good. Our pal Don Brown from Waukesha says, Snatch, great movie. Guy Ritchie, I'm with you, Don. Loved it. And Brad Pitt is really funny in that movie. He acts well and he's very funny. And this is a weird accent where he calls dogs digs. You like digs? Guy's like, what are you talking about? Thank you, Don. Great to hear from you, buddy. Steve from Florida says, Brad Pitt was born the same year as me, so he has to be a good actor. Steve, I'm usually with you, but everyone born in the same year as you. Conrad, here's some homework. Find out other actors that were born the year your dad was born, and let's see if your dad's theory holds true.
Okay.
All right. We're going to put your feet to the fire here, Steve. He says, I believe his fame grew in being the next Robert Redford. My faves are Troy, 12 Monkeys, another one for 12 Monkeys, Money Pit, Moneyball, I think he means, and A River Runs Through It.
Well, all right, so another one, Johnny Depp.
Steve. Was born that year?
Yep.
Fine actor.
Lisa Kudrow.
Wow, your dad is a man of his word.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt is good.
And Vanessa Williams.
But they're only going to tell you the popular, the good ones. They're not going to say, you know.
The stinkers.
Yeah. Let's go to the stream. Chad says, hi, Pete. How are you? Have you caught me swimming? Chad comes. He's been on the show. Chad's great. Yep. He's developing this great program for dining with lonely people. The name escapes me at the moment, but it's a really tremendous program. And Chad, he works so hard and he has trouble using one of his legs. And this guy, he was in a terrible snowmobile accident years ago. And I have never seen anybody work so hard at the gym as Chad. Works his butt off. And he's teasing himself here because he sneaks into my neighborhood and goes swimming. And nobody tells on him because everybody likes Chaz. Chad. No, Chad, I have not seen you there yet, but swim away, my friend. Chad says, Fight Club. A lot of people like Fight Club. I liked it. I don't know if I'd like it now. I don't know if it would hold up. Dave on the stream says, A River Runs Through It. Excellent choice, Dave. Good movie. And Don, in case we missed Don's text on the text line, he also streams Snatch. So that's fantastic. Our social media responses are pretty good too. Mike Desitel says, I think Brad Pitt is a very good actor, very diverse roles. I guess if I had to pick one movie that stood out to me, it would be Inglourious Basterds. Another one. Yeah, where Tarantino changed history. Love that movie too. Mike Toomey, under our post, our social media post, in reference to tonight's show, said, Pete, be careful. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
I don't know.
Terry Barr is finally going to get me in a headlock and start wailing on me. It could happen. It's only a matter of time. All right. So your dad's theory is holding true. I'm frazzled. I was going to do the show from home tonight and check my new wireless connection because I went with Brightspeed. And I want to hear how it sounds. It's supposed to be better than Spectrum. I thought, well, it's a Friday night. Maybe I'll try it. And I just panicked. I just don't like to do the show from home. And I got in the car last minute, but that cost me an hour of prep time. So I got here. I was a little frazzled.
Shows you're dedicated.
I'm dedicated. I don't know if you noticed that I was frazzled, but all right. When we come back, folks, we're talking cheese and cheese fests, particularly in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Mary Hauser, the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Plymouth, is up next to talk about cheese. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News special report, the manhunt in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, is over.
We have currently one dead shooter. Based on the preliminary information, we believe that is the only shooter that was on that mountain at that time.
Cooting County Sheriff Robert Norris says the suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Norris says they had to move quick to recover the body because of the flames.
We had a fire that was rapidly, it was approaching the body, so we had to scoop up that body.
Only one other person, a first responder, was injured.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
The sheriff is warning people not to fall for fundraising scams that might take advantage of the tragedy. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention, avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers, as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and the Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is what I love, Madison. There's so many weird things. Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club, which is a bar and not a country club, they have an event called Smut and Eggs. You show up for eggs and you watch a porn film while you eat breakfast. I have trouble watching a PG-13 movie when I eat breakfast. It's more of a dinner thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice group orgy and some pasta.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward on suing Elon Musk in order to prevent backdoor bribery of voters by billionaires.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content. Friday night edition of Nightlight, one of our favorite nights of the week. Definitely top five. Great to have you with me as we talk about the things in life that make us happy. Movies and TV, comedy, music, theater, and of course, a good old-fashioned Wisconsin summertime festival. And there's a great one happening in Plymouth this weekend. It is the Cheese Capital Festival. And if you're up for a road trip or if you live in the area and we're thinking about checking it out, you absolutely have to because it looks like tons of fun. And joining us now to talk about the Cheese Capital Festival is the executive director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, Mary Hauser. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How's thanks it? For having me.
Oh, very. Listen, it's our pleasure. Thanks for taking the time out. It sounds like a really fun festival. And we can hear some stuff going on in the background there. Is it in full swing yet, or when does it actually start to happen?
We started off right away, and the music's getting going, and all the food's here. We've got tons of people already, and we're just anxiously waiting for the race cars to arrive from Road America for tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So we've got a full 2 days of fun.
Oh, my gosh. So you've got a Road America car parade starting at 6 p.m., and we're glad we got this interview in before that starts. Otherwise, there'd be no point in doing this because we wouldn't even hear you, I'm assuming.
Right, that's very true.
All right, so tell us what people can expect if they decide to take a trip to Plymouth to the Cheese Capital Festival. Where does the title come from, Mary? Is Plymouth the Cheese Capital?
Many years ago, we were designated as the Cheese Capital because we had so many cheese companies in our community. And we were the home of the very first cheese exchange, which set all the prices of cheese. So have been known as that for many years. And then we formally kind of trademarked that a few years back. And we use it in all of our advertising and our marketing of our community because it's such a great place to visit and a great place to live.
All right,
but of course, cheese is all we do.
Right. Well, tell us about why Plymouth is such a great place to be in the summer. Other than the Cheese Capital Festival, I'm sure you could do this in your sleep, talking about the benefits of what a great place Plymouth is.
Yeah, Plymouth is a wonderful community. It's small, but it's close to everything. If you like the atmosphere of larger cities, you can come here for a day trip and enjoy our very quaint downtown, our historical buildings, and we have a really nice selection of eclectic shops and restaurants. And then all summer long, we do things like this with festivals all June, July, and August. Have to celebrate when you can in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And you got some great weather, it looks like, for the festival. Are you a lifelong Plymouth resident, Mary?
I moved here about 23 years ago, it was supposed to be temporary. But we fell in love with the community, and we don't plan on going anywhere.
And now you're the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, for God's sake. So you must absolutely love the town.
For the past 11 years, I've got to do this as my job. And it's not really a job because it's so much fun here.
That's such great attitude. All right. So I'm looking at your flyer here. You have cheese talks. What's a cheese talk?
Well, we have our local cheese companies. Of course, we're the home of Sargento, Sartori, Master's Gallery, Great Lakes Cheese, and they all come in and they give presentations on cheese making, cheese grating, cheese pairings, and just different ways of celebrating cheese. So we have experts from those companies who come in and share their knowledge.
Do they get along? That's my question.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there are a lot of them are related.
Oh.
there's a family that kind of is involved in two or three of them, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are those popular? Do people like sitting down and listening to talk about cheese? I mean, do people really embrace the cheese element of the festival?
Actually, they do. They enjoy learning things about, because everybody enjoys cheese. You have to if you live in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
So being able to find out how it's made or see how it's made or learn about how they grade cheese and the different kinds of cheese there are, it's, you know, information's good for everyone. So those are just short little 15-minute talks that we put out. And then we also have a cheese eating contest.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about the cheese eating.
Yeah, we have people fighting to get into that. So we end up drawing names for 9 or 10 people, and they've got 3 minutes to eat 16 ounces of cheddar cheese And then whoever eats the most after those 3 minutes wins the prize.
Oh, my gosh. So how much is 3 ounces of cheddar cheese? What are we looking at there?
16 ounces.
Oh, 16
it's a full
ounces.
Pound
oh
of cheese. So they have 3 minutes to eat it.
3 minutes to eat a pound of cheese, and then the contest continues after that?
No, then what we do after the end of 3 minutes, we weigh each block and see who ate the most.
Do people
you can imagine, you know how dry cheddar cheese is.
Yeah. Do people get sick afterwards, or do you give them something to wash it down with?
Yeah, they all have water, but so far nobody's gotten sick, so that's a good thing. This is our third year of this festival, and we've had the same winner the last 2 years. But he said he's not feeling too confident about defending his title this year, so we'll see.
Why not? Why isn't he feeling confident?
I don't know. He said he hasn't been training.
What's your favorite kind of cheese, Mary?
I'm, of course, a cheddar person.
Cheddar, okay.
But we have a local company called Sartori that makes artisan cheese that is out of this world.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm looking at a 1 pound bag of cheese, and I cannot imagine. Could you do that? Do you think you could eat a pound of cheese in 3 minutes?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because it's in a block, it's heavy, it's hard. It's dry. Cheddar cheese is somewhat of a dry cheese, so it's not the easiest thing to do.
I'm seriously thinking about jumping in my car right now and driving there to watch the cheese eating contest. That must be an absolute
Absolutely.
Spectacle. Yeah.
We also have some of our local restaurants that participate in a mac and cheese contest where they make their best mac and cheese, and then we have a panel of judges come in and score them.
Oh,
so
that
we give awards
fun.
Out from best mac and cheese.
Oh, that's so fun.
And, of course, people can sample it, too.
Yeah. My guest is Mary Hauser. She is the executive director of the Plymouth, Wisconsin Area Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Cheese Capital Festival. Do you know, Mary, are there other festivals like this in Wisconsin? I know Madison has a Cheese Curd Festival, but there must be other cheese festivals. Are you aware of them?
Oh, yes. Monroe has a huge one every other year,
okay.
And theirs is massive. Because wow. I believe Monroe is the Swiss cheese capital.
Oh, okay.
So that's another big event. But this is just an excuse to get people together. We have a parade in the morning where all the floats have a cheese theme, and we just kind of celebrate our heritage,
which is cheese.
It's
so great. Absolutely. Embrace it. And you also have live music. Tell us a little bit about the music you guys are offering.
Well, tonight we have two groups starting at 6:30 tonight after the cars get here. And tonight's focus is a little bit more maybe contemporary and pop rock. Tomorrow night is a little bit more country, so we have to have something for everyone.
Yeah. I see you have Doozy at 6:30 and then the Model Citizens, I love that name, for a band at 8:30 after the Road America Car Parade. How long is that? Like, does that parade, you've allocated 2 hours. Is that a two-hour parade?
No, what they do is they depart Road America and then they drive into town and park down at the Stair Park where our festival is.
Okay.
And so everybody can come down and see all the cars and talk with the drivers and kind of get, you know, up close and personal like you would at a pit in a fire or a racetrack.
Like at a racetrack, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So, all right, so you've got cheese, Mary. What else, if people go there, what other food are you offering? Are there food booths or trucks or something like that?
Oh, yeah, we have several food trucks and food booths. We've got people serving tacos where the shell's made out of cheese. We've got grilled cheese.
Oh,
we've got baked potatoes. Of course, the usual hamburger and brats. We have pitas. We have cheese curds. Pretty much everything.
And what is the cheese wedge race? That's at 4 p.m. Tomorrow.
That's a lot of fun. We sell raffle tickets for $5 each or 5 for 20, where you buy a numbered cheese wedge. And we take all those cheese wedges and we dump them off the bridge by our park. And they come down the river that runs the backside of our park here. And the first 4 places win. And so you can win $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic. All right. So the cheese wedge race, the cheese eating contest. What do you guys offer if people brought, I assume it's a family-friendly event. What do people that bring kids, what is there for kids, Mary?
Well, tomorrow morning, starting with the parade at 10, we have that. And then immediately following, we have a whole kids zone. It's set up with bounce houses. We have face painting. We have one of our local educational farms bring in some of their babies, their livestock. And we have the Wisconsin Dairy Association represented. We also have the Farm Discovery from Wisconsin here, one is located in Manitowoc. So we have a lot of different things for kids to do. In addition to our playground down here at the park is a farm-centered playground.
That's excellent. My guest is Mary Hauser. We have a couple more minutes here with Mary. She is the executive director of the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about their Cheese Capital Festival, folks, which is happening this weekend. If you're looking for a road trip, Plymouth is just south of Elkhart Lake. Do you get a lot of vacationers there, Mary?
Oh, yes. Yes. Elkhart Lake is a huge partner with us.
Oh, that's good.
And especially with Road America being in Elkhart, where, you know, we're kind of trying to tie the two communities together even more.
Very nice.
So Elkhart Lake or Road America renamed this normal annual race the Cheese Capital Cup. So that's why we've partnered with them to bring the cars in.
Oh, very cool. Well, it sounds like a blast. Mary, everyone who comes on the show, I ask them typically what they're watching on TV. I assume your job as executive director of the Chamber of Commerce is a year-round job, obviously. You've got the Cheese Festival. This is probably taking up a lot of your time. What do you do when you go home and kick your feet up, Mary? What do you watch on TV?
Well, I like to watch pretty much anything on Netflix. So anything that's out there, I'll watch.
Anything on Netflix?
Yeah, I like to watch it all.
Do you have a show in particular you're kind of binging at the moment?
I actually just finished binging Tokyo Vice on HBO.
Oh, that's a good show, isn't it?
It is a very good show.
Yeah, I was surprised. I really like that, too. All right, it's the Cheese Capital Festival, folks. It's happening in Plymouth today and tomorrow. They've got parades, they've got bounce houses, they've got cheese, and lots of different food and music options. It sounds like an absolute blast. Mary, thank you so much for your time tonight, and I hope the event is an insane success.
Thank you so much. We'd love to see you here.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much. I don't know, what do you think? Should we have time to get to Plymouth tonight for the...
You know, I actually, when I was growing up, I'd always go to Plymouth Rock Campground.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was a fun place, and it was really close to Road America.
Oh, that's cool. So I didn't realize racing was that big there.
Oh, yeah. It's huge there.
In Plymouth. Wow.
You Road know, America is a huge, like, it's well known.
But is it, like, based in Plymouth?
Well, it's, like, kind of on the outskirts.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, it's Plymouth and Elkhart Lake, and yeah.
You know who's from Plymouth?
Who's that?
Aaron Carreno.
Oh, so he'd probably know a lot about...
He probably knows all about the cheese. I say we get in the car, we pick up Aaron, we hit his hometown, we tear it up. And do you think you could eat a pound of cheese?
I don't think
so. In 3 minutes, mind you.
Definitely not.
It sounds really like...
Maybe if I take my time. Yeah, but then I feel like I'd feel so bad after that.
You can't possibly feel good. I mean... A pound of cheese, that's the kind of stuff that, like, would never make you want to eat cheese again, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Wisconsin, so.
It's a little off, though.
It's in our blood.
Come on. We don't have to force ourselves to eat cheese, though.
There's literally cheese in our blood.
It is cool that there's this many cheese groups. I didn't realize there were that many headquarters.
You know.
Right there in Plymouth.
I really could go for a cheese curd right now.
All right. Well, we got time. We're going to do a very short break, and we will come back. Hey, coming up at 7:05, folks, I'm going to take a Brad Pitt quiz. I might have to have my wife help me. She's got a little crush on Brad Pitt, not me. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. I bet you're singing proud. You feel like eating cheese now?
That's just too much.
Or kind of staying away from it. I don't know.
I will have one basket of cheese curds.
A basket?
You know, like a...
You know, you should, like, I thought the first when you said that, I thought you meant like a basket on your bike. Like, you're driving around on your bike eating cheese curds out of the basket.
You think that's how I get around Green Bay?
I would. You become a local celeb. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. If you're not in your car, headed to Plymouth for Cheese Fest, Cheese Capital Fest. What is it? Cheese Capital Fest.
Yes.
Sure.
You got it.
All right. It's a bar band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and boy, she has outdone herself. I've heard these two songs and these two artists she's bringing tonight, and I cannot wait to talk to her about them. Both Wisconsin people. They've got shows coming up all around the state, so you'll want to hear that and where you can see them live, because we'll get a sampling of their music, and she's outdone herself, as she so often does, but both these guys are great artists, so that'll be fun at 7:35. At 7:05, Conrad, tell people what's happening at 7:05.
Well-ish. Well, in honor of the question tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Brad Pitt movie quiz.
Correct.
Which I'm going to give you a little short description of a movie he's been in, and you have to guess the title.
But you can't make it too hard. Because a lot of his movies, you just got to give me some nugget of what it might be.
So I will give you, points if you get the title.
Appreciate it.
But I'll give you bonus points if you guess what his name was in that film.
Can I use IMDb?
No, you cannot use that. No cheat sheet.
I've got like a Clark Kent thing happening, a little curly thing in my... here. If you're watching on the stream, folks, this is a pandemonium. All right, got it taken care of. That'll be fun. And folks, you guys can chime in too during the quiz. Conrad will read the question. I'll kind of take my time answering. So if you know the answer and you're listening on the stream or the text line or whatever, or if you want to call in and have an opinion, that's fine too. The phone lines are always open, as you know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text or call, but join in the quiz. If you're a Brad Pitt fan, like I said, this is my wife's crush. And
so I'll give you a phone a friend if you want.
A lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one, though.
We can do that.
You only get one.
Like if I really get in a jam?
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of Barbie on Friday Night, I love the artist Terry has. My son is going to see the Killers tonight in Milwaukee at Summerfest. And I don't think, here's the problem. My brother Andrew, he calls me like on Monday. He goes, hey, I bought 8 tickets to the Killers. Your son Joe is going. A couple of his buddies are going. A couple of my brother's buddies are going. He goes, join us on Friday. I'm like, maybe you haven't heard of a little show called Nightlight with Pete Schwabba that I do on the Civic Media Radio Network every night from 6 to 8 p.m. I can't just like, you know, I book these shows sometimes 2 weeks in advance, sometimes a week in advance.
You know what you could have done? Could have called in from there. Done the whole show on the phone.
Here's just a couple Killers tunes. Yeah. That's called piracy, I think. I don't think I could do that, but that does sound like a great show. I would say all these things that I've done and Mr. Brightside are two of my favorite songs of the last 20 years. I'm sure that's going to be an amazing show. So that'll be fun. All right. So the Oshkosh Pride is happening tomorrow. Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Right, I was trying to do my best. Yesterday, I was really busy. I was following the thread. There was about 4,000 messages on the new Wisco chat here at Civic Media, and I couldn't even keep up. And all I saw was, I knew I couldn't be there. They didn't ask either, by the way. You know, I'm a prideful guy. I'm a proud person.
Okay.
I'm happy to go support Pride. No, they didn't ask. I had plans anyway, but the t-shirts look cool.
Yeah?
And I'm like, can I get a t-shirt? So is that weird if I don't go to support the fellow new Wisco team here, and I just want a t-shirt? That's kind of lame, right? Is that kind of Bush League?
No, because you're supporting every time you wear the shirt.
That's true. And I had, years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow pin or something on. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? I'm like, yeah. He goes, it's just, you know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs? Like, seriously? Get over yourself, people.
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball, apparently. So, are you happy with who the Bucks drafted?
You know, he does, you know, look.
Who is it?
Well, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Okay. That's becoming more and more of a thing in the NBA. All these Eastern European guys.
You know, I'm sure you'll be able to hear it when, you'll hear Mike Clemens through the break.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'll be able to hear it then. But, you know, he does look like a little bit of a Jokic.
Yeah?
Though, you know, I don't keep too heavy on Bucks because I'm not really a Bucks fan.
Oh, that's right.
The one thing I'm happy about is John Tanjay getting drafted. A lot of people thought he was going to go undrafted, but he was one
of
the best.
Did he go first round?
Second round, towards the end, to the Utah Jazz.
Hmm.
And I'm really happy. He was one of the top scorers in college last year, so I'm surprised he didn't go higher.
Why didn't he go higher? He's not big.
Well, all right. So you know, when you look on ESPN during the draft, you can see their weaknesses, and they're worried he doesn't know how to pass.
Well, yeah. He was on the Badgers last year. Who's he going to pass to?
The Badgers were so, you know, they were just different every game. You know, if Tanjay's playing good, I want him to have the ball.
So your son's drafted a guy named Liam McNeely, who sounds like an Irish independent film actor.
So.
Drafted 29th.
I'll tell you this. You know, I'm not a Suns fan anymore.
Oh, that is so lame. I can't even.
Do you know why?
No.
I'll tell you.
Because they drafted Liam McNeely?
Yeah, that's the whole reason. I'll tell you during the break.
Tell me during the break. My Bulls drafted Noah Esenge. supposed to be pretty good. All right, we're coming back, folks. Brad Pitt quiz coming up next after intermission in Act Two, which will also feature Terry Barr. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Coody County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday.